Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell's recent freezing episodes have not weakened his grip on power on Capitol Hill. Here's Utah Republican Senator Mitt Romney speaking to reporters.
We might lose 20 seconds a day for Mitch McConnell, but the other 86,380 seconds are just fine, and I'm happy to have him as our leader.
But McConnell's health and age, he is 81 years old, raise fresh questions about who will lead Senate Republicans after him. Joining us to chew over all of this is NPR political correspondent Susan Davis. Hey, Sue.
Hey, Juana.
So, I mean, Sue, it has been a long time since Senate Republicans have had to think about anyone but Mitch McConnell as their leader, right?
That's right. You know, he has been at the top of the leadership ladder for more than two decades. He previously served as whip. That's the number two position in leadership under former leader Bill Frist. That was back in the early 2000s. And it was never really in doubt that McConnell would succeed Frist, which he did after the 2006 election. If you put it in perspective this way, only three of the Senate's current 49 Republicans have ever served under a leadership team that did not include Mitch McConnell.
Huh. Wow. So, I mean, but at some point that will happen. So when it does, is there a short list of senators who might be interested in being leader?
Well, Juana, if you're a betting woman, there is decent odds that it would be someone named John. His current number two is John Thune of South Dakota. That would be sort of a natural elevation for him from his current position. John Cornyn of Texas is another name you hear, another former whip and close McConnell ally. There's also John Barrasso of Wyoming. He's been serving as conference chair. That's the number three job in leadership for the past few years. All three of these senators have shown some element of leadership ambition. And to be clear, they are all very firmly standing behind Mitch McConnell, staying in place for now. One thing that's important to keep in mind when it comes to Senate leadership elections, they just don't happen very often, and they don't tend to be very competitive. The last truly contested race for a Senate top job was back in 94, and that was on the other side of the aisle between two Democrats. Senators tend to work out these kind of questions among themselves and then select a leader without too much of a public fight.
Okay, Sue, so what about senators like Florida Republican Rick Scott? We should remember he challenged McConnell for leader at the beginning of this Congress.
Yeah.
And he only received 10 votes. But, I mean, isn't that a sign that some members of the party want to see it move in a different direction?
There is absolutely a divide between this more establishment McConnell wing of the party. And that usually includes senators who would like to see the party distance itself more from Donald Trump. I would put Cornyn and Thune in that wing. Then there is this more junior, more populist, more Trumpian wing of the Senate conference that would like to see party leadership go in a different direction. Josh Hawley from Missouri is one of those senators. He didn't support McConnell for leader. He still doesn't. And he linked questions about McConnell to those of President Biden.
I'm concerned about the president's health. I'm concerned about the minority leader's health. And you can't have it both ways. I mean, you can't say that you're concerned about Joe Biden, but you're not concerned about Mitch McConnell.
Hawley also made the point that a lot of this is going to depend on what happens in 2024. Republicans are favored to win the majority, though grain of salt, they've been favored and lost before. But the kinds of candidates who win next year, are they Trump Republicans? Are they McConnell Republicans? And of course, if Republicans fail to win the majority, there would probably be even more of a push for a shakeup.
In just a sentence or two, any indication of what McConnell plans to do?
He told Republicans today he intends to serve out his term, assuming his health holds up and he can make it through this Congress. Republicans won't be confronted with this question until after Election Day.
NPR political correspondent Susan Davis. Thank you, Sue.
You're welcome.